Mind-changing radio.
Do we want to sit in the pain and regurgitating that pain over and over and over again? Or do we want to just let it go so where we can find a purpose from this trauma?
Can you move from being shattered to living a life of joy? My next guest says emphatically yes. So if you are looking for some hope, some light at the end of the tunnel, please welcome Kathleen L. to Self-Talk Radio Show. Brought to you by Pure Energy Apothecary, now offering hand sanitizers and lotions in scented and unscented. Get yours at pureenergybody.com. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's welcome back. We had you a couple of years ago. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed you and listening to you and self-talk. So I'm so glad that I get to come back again.
Yeah. So what's been happening with you? You're no longer in the 802. You're North Carolina now, or?
That's right. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. My daughter lives about 2 miles from me, so I made a choice to transition out of Vermont a couple of years ago.
Nice. Yeah. So what has been your focus and your work? Tell me about how your work is coming into play with what's happening in the world right now.
Yeah. So since my son transitioned, it's 10 years ago this past March, I have been focused on how I can assist others in moving through their grief, moving through their emotional state. And today I assist people in revolutionizing their lives. And I do that through healing modalities, through meditation, through retreats. And I've got a book coming up called Women Who Rise that comes out on May 7th.
Oh, and, wow. Tell me more about, how did you come to write Women Who Rise?
So Women Who Rise is a collaborative book of 30 women who have different stories, who decided that we would write a book through Kate Butler. Kate Butler has a whole series of women rising, of women illuminating, and it's called Women Impact Book Series is what it's called. And so the women in this book have different stories. It ranges from people who have dealt with cancer and survived and changed their life from that, to people like me who had a son who took his life when he wasn't speaking with me and wrote a note saying he didn't want me at his service. So you go from really shattered to living a life of purpose and divine purpose, really. And
wow. So that must have, it must still be difficult for you to write about, talk about your son. How do you compartment? I mean, you just laid that note. I didn't know about that part. Mm-hmm. I'm getting choked up just hearing that. That's, that is so painful. How did you move past that? Have you moved past that?
Yeah. So for 8 years, Sarah, no one knew about that note. And I found out about the note a month after my son took his life. And when he took his life, I thought my life was over. And then when I found out about the note, I didn't think you could get any lower than what I was, and I did.
Oh, wow.
And at the time, it truly shattered me. You know, I was laying on his grave wanting to die as well. And I have stepped into my fear of facing my pain over the years and using natural healing modalities and I'm certified in a healing technique that helps me and helps others to, peel back the layers of the pain, consciously moving through the pain 1 hour at a time. And it really dissolves and it just transforms, and you become much more aware of what the truth is. And that's how I've managed to move through Logan's transition. So there's three ways, really. It's like I faced my fears. I made a decision to, consciously move into my pain 1 hour at a time. And the third is to believe from the signs that I receive that our body may not be here any longer, but our souls and our energy and our spirit are all around us. We are all one. We are energy. And once our body transitions, it doesn't mean they're gone. It just means that their spirit is set free.
We're speaking with Kathleen L. from Self Talk Radio Show. And when we come back, I do want to delve deeper into belief, because that's the challenging part when you've lost someone you love, is believing, A, that you can go on, and believing that they are going on. When we come back on Self Talk Radio Show.
Can't sleep? Have brain fog? Try this. Sleep meditation, soothing meditations to help you stop bad habits, start positive change, and sleep like a baby. Sleepmeditation.org.
Welcome back to Self Talk Radio Show. My guest is Kathleen L. And Kathleen, we were just talking about belief. And if I know anything, when I've been interviewing hundreds of guests here on Self Talk Radio Show, one thing that keeps coming back is our belief systems. And they are so powerful. It doesn't matter, actually, what you believe, whether it's in God or Allah, or there's this central belief of what is true for you that keeps you going. So what was the thing that was true for you that moved you forward from this pain of your son committing suicide and leaving that horrible note for you?
So I just want to just correct you, if I could, Sarah, just on one thing, and we'll get back to the question. It's like, you just mentioned committed suicide, and what my if I've got an opportunity and I have a stage, then I'd like to educate people about transitioning their language from committed to dying by suicide or took their life, or because our loved ones didn't commit a crime, they just ended their pain. And so I just like to talk to people about the language around suicide as well.
Yes, that. Thank you, because
sure,
that never ever has come in my radar. And thank you, because I think people need to hear that your teenage son died by suicide instead of committed. It's funny how we just change one word, mm-hmm, and the meaning can really be very different. You're right. It's not a crime.
Yeah, it softens it. Like he died because he had challenges, just like someone would die by cancer or die, you know, through diabetes or any other disease. Mental health illness is a big part of suicide. So to get back to your question, thank you for being so gracious and accepting my comments on the suicide.
Oh, I think everyone needs to hear that. Everyone needs to hear that, because that's a big aha for me. You know, just changing that language and changing that question. So yes. Mm-hmm. So how did you move into that belief?
So I have always believed that there was something more than what I knew. And when I was laying on Logan, well, just before I was laying on Logan's grave, I had many signs that Logan's spirit was around. You know, it would go from Penny's, he used to love to cook, and he was always in the refrigerator, always in the kitchen. And when I decided to move out of the condo I was in, I was talking to him, just between, you know, quietly talking with him. And I went to clean the oven, and there was a penny in the oven. And then I went to clean the freezer, and there was a penny in the freezer. And so there's little signs that are given to us. You know, his song would come on, Sweet Escape, go figure, Sweet Escape. We have lots of funny videos with him singing Sweet Escape. And whenever I would be thinking about him and saying, I just love you so much, Logan, the song would come on. So there were little signs before I laid on his grave. And then when I was laying on his grave, really wanting to die, like I did not want to live. My body became silent, and suddenly I heard the words, if this happened in your life, then you're meant to do something with it, so go do it. And it was then that I believed, wow, there's a purpose here. There could be a purpose here that I could get from this. And I started to, as I started to remove the darkness within my body, you know, the pain within my body, the light started to fill up, and I started to get more messages and more connections energetically. And I started to, you know, channel channeled loved ones for others. And it just started to come to me. And what I realized through healing, through all I have, is like, I know today that my entire life I've had an intuitive instinct of some sort. And I didn't credit it for what it was. Even when civil unions was happening in Vermont, I was sitting on judiciary, and it was me who said, why don't we just name it civil union? You know, who came up with the name civil union, because it was channeled through me now. Like, I know that now. And so the belief of the connection, the energy, I could tell you story after story after story of how things just happen. And I know that it is because I'm being guided in the direction that we're guided in. So the more that we remove the layers of pain that we think that we're protecting ourselves with, the more our light shines and the more connected that we are. And the more ability that we are open to the signs of our loved ones.
So it goes beyond believing, you're knowing.
It's a knowing.
I have absolutely
knowing. You know, like, there are some channels. So let me go a little further here. It's another sign of believing is a month after my son transitioned, I was talking to a medium. It's the medium who told me there was something that I didn't know. It was the medium who told me to get in touch with a law enforcement office to get the records so I could see what was in there that I was missing. It was the medium.
Wow.
So yeah.
It wasn't a family member who saw this letter. It was law enforcement who had the letter. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
And the medium and the medium confirmed that?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So that's talk about. That's irrefutable, right? That it was there.
Those are the signs that I know that I'm being guided. You know, every medium, I've talked to mediums in the past, and now I feel like I am a medium in some forms. I also channel energy, and I've helped other people with, like, I've helped transition a dog's biting by healing, doing channeling of energy and healing the dog's nervous system so where the dog stopped biting.
Wow.
And that's also another way that I started to have confidence in my abilities or my gifts. I don't even like to say it's mine, because I feel like I'm the vessel of which that I get to serve a purpose here on earth now. And I get to serve that purpose through writing this short story in the book called Women Who Rise, which is like a preamble for me when Shattered Together comes out in the fall. And Shattered Together is a teaching memoir of how you move from, shattered to light, and how I moved through it over the past 10 years. And so it gives tools and resources and tips and practices. Yeah.
Shattered
yeah.
Together, what an incredible title for it's exactly what you've been through.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And are you still writing the book, or is it complete?
I'm still writing it. It's 2/3 done. I'm working with a ghostwriter who's helping me, formulate my thoughts. And here's another example, I've gone through a couple of years of trying to write a book, and it's a painful, painful process when you're going back and reliving the experience. And you mentioned this earlier, it's like, how do you move through that? You never really heal completely, because I believe that life is a healing journey. It's how much are you willing to step into your healing process so you can actually live your full purpose, live your light. And that's what I've been doing through writing this book. And, it kept getting delayed. It kept getting delayed. And then suddenly I stopped fighting the delay of Shattered Together. I'm like, it's going to be what it is. Just accept this and just go with the flow. And now I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, you couldn't find a better time for Shattered Together or Women Who Rise to come out. With what's occurring in the world today, is people are collectively grieving their life as it was. And it was sudden and unexpected. So the world has suddenly and unexpectedly gone through a loss. of what they knew the second before this happened, the second before the world shut down.
That's very
true.
So
what better timing could we have than now to have shattered together to come out to help people move through their process? Because this is just starting for a lot of people. They're in the unknown right now. This is the very beginning of your grief stages. You know, you could be numb, you could be living in fear, you could be in shock, you could be angry. There's a lot of just emotions flowing around in this world. And
there's the blame. There's the blaming that goes on, too, you know, because who knows? You could be thinking you're fine. You go to the grocery store and you could have contracted it from there, or vice versa, or given it to someone and not known. And so we have this whole blaming game that goes on when a loved one is lost. And did you ever find that it really didn't matter after a while how it happened? It's just.
Yeah, now today I look back and say, some people will think this is crazy, but I honestly believe this, is my son and I had a contract before we even came here, and that we have a purpose in serving the world. And if I could give my life today for him to live, I would do that in a heartbeat. And I also know that if this happened in my life, just like getting a divorce or domestic violence or sexual assault or, the list goes on. Like, if all of that happens in our lives, what are we going to choose to do with it? Do we want to sit in the pain and regurgitating that pain over and over and over again? Or do we want to just let it go so where we can find a purpose from this trauma? Like, the trauma exists. You can't change that. You can't change the fact that it occurred. But what you can change is how you see it. You can change how you move through it. You can change and decide whether you want to move through it at all, or if you want to just stay in this pain. Like, decide whether you want to sit in the pain and carry that, you know, backpack of boulders, really, because my body hurt, my chest hurt from that broken heart that I had, I gained weight. You know, there were all kinds of things that occurred with what we're carrying, and we don't even realize we're carrying.
I wanted to ask you more about your experience with the medium. Did the medium ever connect you with your son? Did he ever apologize for that letter? Did he ever explain it?
Yeah. I've been, Teresa Caputo, he came through Teresa Caputo. He has through Collette Baron Reed, through John Holland. Like, he's come through every medium I've ever been to. He has come through. He's like jumping up and down and saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, sorry. So the last medium that I went to, which was Collette Baron Reed a year and a half ago through it's called Celebrate Your Life Conference. And in the morning, I laid in bed and I just said, Logan, if you will just please tell me tonight, come through Collette, because there were three different mediums on the stage that night. And I said, please come through Collette and tell me why you wrote the note. I will stop asking you to come through. Now, I won't stop talking, but I'll stop asking you to come through a professional medium. So I added some parameters around it. And he came through. He was the first one to come through out of 1,000 people in the room. Like, he came through and is very specific about, and she actually turned and looked at me and said, is this your son? Like, I did not know her at the time. And she said, is this your son? Because I didn't stand up or raise my hand. I was just like blown away. And he said, I am sorry. I would not have written that if I had known. And I'm sorry that it's caused so much pain for so many people. So, he might have even said why he wrote it, but really, think about it, Sarah. I remember when I was a teenager and I was mad at my parents, and I would, go stomping off and, well, maybe if I just died, that would show them,
yes.
There's a lot of, as teenagers, you don't think through, or even, maybe he thought, that the world would be better off because he was in such pain, he didn't see how he was serving it. You know, there's all kinds of reasons why people, and I'm not saying Logan, but I'm saying there's all kinds of reasons why people choose what they do. And the primary reason is because they're sitting in so much pain. He masked it. A lot of people did not know he had mental health illnesses. A lot of people, and even his friends, did not know that. So he was very good at masking his smiles and caring for other people, and he was gregarious and kind and sweet, and he just, like, a soul that people would never have guessed, including his own parents, you know. Like,
yeah.
And if love could stop him from doing it, then he'd still be here. Like, he'd still be here. But he just was in so much pain he couldn't see that. And we were authority figures. So he was just angry.
With this experience that's happened to you, and now you've uncovered this gift that you have mediumship, do you ever have people come to you who want to talk to a lost loved one and they don't appear?
No, not yet, thankfully. that hasn't happened yet. You know, I'm not saying it can't happen, but you know what happens, Sarah, is like I don't try to like, so I was on the phone with a friend the other night, and her grandparents on two different sides, her father, her stepfather, like there was a whole tribe of people came through, and some of the things that they were telling me, there's no way I would have known it. Second, you know, like, first of all, and second, her mother confirmed everything I said to her, because I had no idea what was saying. So sometimes they just come to me.
Wow. You know, so do you go in a trance, or how do you know that it's just you just start talking?
Yeah. I just start talking, and I just have, like, these words come through me. And then, you know, like, so it's like a knowing. That's all I can say. It's a knowing. Sometimes I get words. Sometimes I get images. So I have a little bit of all the clairs, like clairvoyant, clairaudient, whatever they are, clairessence, and there's four of them.
We're going to have to rename you Claire, Kathleen.
Yeah, exactly.
So the new book is out now.
No, Women Who Rise.
Women Who Rise.
Women Who Rise is coming out May 7th.
May 7th.
So on May 7th, please purchase your copy.
And where do we get the book?
You can get it at Amazon. And, you know, after May 7th, I'll have a link on my website at KathleenL.com. So KathleenL.com.
Okay. And we'll have links to the website, too, so that people can get their copy. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And Shatter Together coming out in the fall, hopefully.
Yes,
fingers crossed.
Late summer, early fall.
We'll have to have you back.
Yeah. It'd be great. I'd love that.
Definitely. Kathleen, thank you so much for being on Self-Talk. It's just so great to hear from you and see how many people you are helping, especially in these challenging times. I'm grateful for everything you're doing.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for having me. I appreciate you, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you. I'm Sarah Spencer for Self-Talk Radio Show. If you're a fan of Self-Talk Radio Show, head out to our Facebook page, take a picture of yourself listening to the show, and you could win yourself a $25 gift card courtesy of Pure Energy Apothecary or one of our guests or sponsors. Thank you so much for listening to Self-Talk Radio Show, mind-changing radio, where you can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and of course at selftalkradioshow.com.